Good morning. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is worthy of all honor and praise. Amen. I certainly feel the need of prayer this morning, so let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, that he died for us and that he rose for us also. Thank you for being gathered here this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to look into your word, and that your word indeed is heart-changing, life-changing, and that your word indeed is eternal life. Father, grant to me this morning to speak your word as you would have it. Grant us ears to receive your word, be profited by it. Oh, we honor you and praise you and thank you. Amen. If you'd like to read along, I'll start my thought. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, just reading, in here is where my thought comes from. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Paul writes, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." I'm sorry, I said that wrong. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. A little bit nervous, and I saw Corinthians, and I 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul writing, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." I'll stop there. In reading through this passage of Scripture, a lot of things challenged me. A lot of things stood out to me. And I looked up words and considered different things. It is a great privilege. It is a great responsibility. It is a great honor. It is a great challenge to have Jesus revealed in our lives. And Paul speaks to that responsibility here in the beginning of this chapter. So as I live my daily life, I have a responsibility to live in such a way that Christ is not hidden from those around me. And that really weighed on me. And I studied that, and seemingly didn't get beyond, didn't get much farther than that. Fell asleep. And when I woke the next morning, this is what stood out to me. And not that what I just spoke is not important. It is. But like I said, as I was studying these passages of Scripture, so many things stood out to me. And in way of an opening, this is what ran through my heart, what ran through my mind. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of glory, of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so in looking at this light, a lot of the responsibility that weighed on me in the previous verses comes through. But I believe Paul is referring here in verse 6 to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, where God spoke, "Let there be light." And there was light. And in looking at these verses, some things stood out to me. When God said, "Let there be light," and that light divided the day and the night, that was before God created the sun and the moon and the stars. And looking down through there, God created plant life on the face of the earth also before He created the sun and the moon and the stars. I don't have an explanation for that, outside that it is the Word of God, and the Word of God is right. It brings some thoughts or reflections or questions to my mind. That light that God created the first day seems sufficient to sustain plant life, be it herbs, be it flowers, be it grass, be it trees, independent of the sun and the moon and the stars. It's a light that exceeds the power and the ability of the sun itself and of all the stars in the sky and the moon. And this is just my pondering. If the sun and the moon and the stars were to fall from the sky and were to stop giving their light, what would happen? And if that happened, and things still continued as they always did, would men stop and think about God's Word and what God's Word says? Or would men rush for some other explanation? The sun stood still for Joshua, and it didn't seem to harm the workings and the machinations of the universe. The sun returned 10 degrees for Hezekiah, and it didn't seem to alter the universe. There is a light greater than that of the sun and the moon and the stars. And here's another thing that stood out to me. God did not call the sun day and the moon night. God created day and night before there was a sun and a moon. And God just gave the sun and gave the moon as a reference to man for day and night.
just reflections about light. Psalm 119 and 105. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so these are just meditations, just reflections about light. Light makes it difficult to sleep. Light doesn't make it impossible to sleep. I can attest to that. Light makes it difficult to sleep. Amen? And there have been studies about work schedules and third shift and second shift. And you know, people have said, well, you can get used to that. Science says, no, you can't. Medical science, you know, doctors that have studied these things say, no, the body doesn't actually get used to that. You know, God has created a system that gives evidence or gives credence or gives proof to the way God's word works. But my reflection here is, God's word is a lamp, and God's word is a light. And if natural daylight has an effect on the natural sleep cycles of mankind and makes it difficult to sleep, even if you have blackout curtains, even if you have a room completely dark during the day, it's still hard to sleep when the sun is shining outside. Oh, what does God's word do for the spirit? What does God's word do for the mind? What does God's word do for the soul? Amen? Light transcends feelings. Light is different than warmth. So there may be times that I feel the warmth from the sun. There may be times I feel the warmth from the light. There may be times I don't, especially in wintertime. No matter how bright the sun may be sometimes, no matter how bundled up I am, I may not feel the warmth of that light. But I still receive the benefit from that light versus darkness. And just some thoughts, just some reflections. We drive vehicles at work that are over 20 years old. And so because of that, we have certain rules. If I drop something and have to step out of the vehicle, I don't just have to put it into park. The rule is I put it into park, I turn it off, I take the key out of the ignition, and I set the parking brake before I ever step out of that vehicle. Because those vehicles are over 20 years old, and you have to do everything you're supposed to do to make sure that vehicle does not roll. Because they're that old. I may not feel like doing that if I drop a little something and have to reach down and pick it up. But those instructions are light. They are made to prevent something bad from happening. I may not feel like going out and pulling weeds or hoeing a row in the garden. If the light's out and I can feel the warmth of it, there's a lot of other things I would feel like doing other than that. But that light presents me an opportunity to make my garden a better garden. I may not feel like being patient. I may not feel the warmth that can actually go with being patient or being gentle or being a number of other attributes that we find in God's Word. The warmth may not be there, but the light is there. And it's not always warmth, coolness, hot, cold. It's often light, darkness. And His light is a lamp unto my feet. His Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Reflections on light. Proverbs 4, verses 14 through 19 and verse 18 is where this reflection comes from. Speaks of the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. It brought to my mind 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. As God shines, as God commands light to lighten our hearts, brighten our lives, that light, by doing things that God's Word provides to us, can become brighter and brighter. Just as we looked out as a family the window toward the eastern sky this morning, and there was light, but it wasn't light that I could go outside and do work. But as that day dawns, the light becomes more usable. And Proverbs here speaks of a perfect day, a part of the day that something can actually be accomplished. We went out to get a sandwich the other day, the family and I, and I was eating my sandwich, and it was really good. It was hot. It was so hot when I bit into it, you know, I chewed with my mouth open. I'm sure you understand that experience, you know. So that made me think, well, this is really good. They just made this fresh, and they probably did. I had to wait for it. So I asked Rebecca. I said, well, how's your sandwich? And she said, it's tough. You know, so I understand. I just ended up with one that had come out of the fryer, and she ended up with one that had been in the cabinet, you know, in the warming cabinet for a while. So we both waited for it, and I just reached in the bag. I happened to get the right one. Amen. Maybe I got the wrong one. No. But As those workers are on that sandwich line, you know, a hot, fresh burger, fish, chicken, whatever, a freshly toasted bun makes a difference. It does. Faith and virtue make a difference, but there's things that you can add to it. If they're in a hurry, and they throw the lettuce on there so that most of the lettuce goes on the wrapper. And when they wrap it up and you open it, most of the lettuce goes on your wrap, on your lap. Or it's stuck to the bun because they didn't put it on the burger. They just threw it on the wrapper. You know, that makes a difference. Brotherly kindness. Godliness. Those things do make a difference. You know, if they're in a hurry and you open up your wrapper, And half of the bun doesn't have any meat on it, and the meat is sticking halfway out the other side of the bun, you know, you do things to make that sandwich better. Do I put God's attributes together in my life in a way to help other people, or do I leave it up to other people to put God's attributes together in my life. You know, if there's two pickles on this side of the sandwich instead of spread out around the sandwich, if they missed with the ketchup or the mustard and it's on the wrapper or on the top of the bun, do I prepare my chicken sandwich that I present to other people as good as I can? Reflections on light. John chapter 5, verses 33 through 36, and verse 35 is what I was looking at. I don't know that this verse has ever really stood out to me. It came to my mind. Jesus speaks that the people of his day rejoiced for a season or for a time in the light of John Baptist, and that he was a bright and shining light. And I had a lot of different thoughts about this. I, as a parent, have an influence upon my children. You know, am I a bright and shining light? Do I give my children something that they can rejoice in? And I'm not speaking cookies and candy and cakes and fun and things like that. That's not what I'm talking about. Something for my children to rejoice in. But is there a vibrancy in my Christianity that my children are not, they lose interest in the world. They lose interest in the things that are out there. They lose interest in Satan and his ways. I need a brotherhood. You know, Jesus explained, you rejoiced in the light of John Baptist. You walked in his light for a season. He helped you. Oh, I need a brotherhood. I need the light of those around me. And I need to be mindful of the light that I present also. We need each other's light. And then finally, just reflections about light. 2 Peter chapter 1, different verses than I mentioned before. And let me read this. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Peter writes, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." I see in these verses of Scripture an expression by the Apostle Peter of the importance of God's Word. The importance of hearing God's Word preached. The importance of taking time and reading God's Word. The importance of being in a fellowship, being with people that live out God's Word. He expresses here that we have a more sure word of prophecy. And then in verse 20, he speaks that no prophecy of the Scripture. So there's an aspect of God's Word. There's an aspect of the Bible, again, Scripture. And then the prophecy in verse 21. The Bible reveals Jesus Christ. the more I take heed to the Bible, the more I take heed to the counsel of good men and women, the more I take heed to my brothers and my sisters, the more Jesus Christ is revealed in my heart and in my life. And I believe that's what it speaks to when it says, the day dawn, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. And so, in reflecting upon light, I wrote these things down and meant them in means and in ways of encouragement. Peter explains that there's darkness out there. We live in a dark world. And I know from my own experience, I can get inside my house and I can sit down in my chair and I can do my best to cut myself off and just try to break away and insulate myself from some of the darkness that's out there. But that alone will not do it. Way of encouragement. But God's Word, and God's Word in God's people, it works every time. God bless you all. Happy Easter. God bless you all. If I can say it like that, happy resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen.